light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, These Truths. A History of the United States by Jill Lepore is an ambitious, sweeping narrative that retells the story of America from 1492 to the present through a single guiding question. Has the nation lived up to its founding ideals of political equality, natural rights, and the sovereignty of the people? Rather than offering a simple celebratory or condemnatory account, Lepore weaves political, social, cultural, and intellectual history into a richly layered portrait. She brings together the voices of presidents and pamphleteers, enslaved people and suffragists, inventors and activists, showing how power, technology, race, and democracy have constantly collided. The book is both accessible and deeply researched, inviting general readers and serious students alike to reconsider what they think they know about the United States. By highlighting contradictions between the nation's professed truths and its lived realities, These Truths challenges readers to understand American history not as a settled story, but as an ongoing argument about who belongs and what democracy demands. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, founding ideals and the meaning of these truths. At the heart of these truths is Lepore's exploration of the founding ideals articulated in the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, endowed with rights, and that governments derive their power from the consent of the governed. She traces how these principles emerged from Enlightenment thought, colonial experience, and revolutionary fervor, but also how they were compromised from the start by slavery, dispossession of native peoples, and gender exclusion. The book does not treat founding documents as sacred relics. Instead, Lepore examines them as contested texts, interpreted and reinterpreted over time. She shows Federalists and Anti-Federalists arguing over the Constitution, abolitionists and slaveholders battling over the meaning of liberty, and later generations invoking these truths to demand inclusion. This topic helps readers see that American ideals were never fully realized at the founding. They have always been aspirational, subject to struggle, expansion, and sometimes betrayal. Understanding this tension is essential to understanding how American democracy has both progressed and backslid across centuries. Secondly, race, slavery, and the long struggle for civil rights. Lepore places race and slavery at the center of American history rather than at its margins. She details how the economy, politics, and even national identity were shaped by the institution of slavery, from colonial plantations through the constitutional compromises that protected slaveholding interests. The book follows the lives and ideas of enslaved and free Black Americans, abolitionists, and civil rights activists who insisted that the nation's professed truths apply to them as well. The Civil War, Reconstruction, Jim Crow, the Great Migration, and the modern civil rights movement are presented as linked chapters in a long, unfinished struggle. Lepore also underscores how white supremacy was continually reinvented, whether through law, violence, or pseudoscience. By tying together Dred Scott, Plessy v. Ferguson, Brown v. Board of Education, and Black Lives Matter era debates, she shows that racial justice is not a discrete episode, but a defining thread. This topic reveals how the promise of equality has repeatedly collided with entrenched systems of exploitation and exclusion. Thirdly, democracy, parties, and the battle for public opinion. Another major focus of the book is the evolution of American democracy, from the narrow, property-based suffrage of the early republic to mass participation in the modern era. Lepore charts the rise and transformation of political parties, highlighting how Federalists, Republicans, Democrats, and later progressives and conservatives sought to claim the mantle of the people's will. She emphasizes the role of newspapers, pamphlets, and eventually, radio, television, and the internet in shaping public opinion and partisan identity. The story ranges from early partisan presses that openly took sides through the ideal of objective journalism to the fragmented media ecosystem of the digital age. Lepore connects the expansion of voting rights to successive movements. Jacksonian Democracy for White Men, Reconstruction Amendments, Women's Suffrage, and the Voting Rights Act. At the same time, she analyzes gerrymandering, voter suppression, and demagoguery as recurring threats. This topic demonstrates that democracy is not self-sustaining. It relies on institutions, norms, and an informed public, all of which can weaken under pressure from polarization and disinformation. Fourthly, technology, information, and the reshaping of power. These truths offers a powerful account of how technological change has repeatedly reordered American politics and society. Lepore follows innovations from the printing press and the telegraph to the rise of mass media and the digital revolution. Each technological leap altered who had access to information, who could influence opinion, and how quickly ideas could spread. She shows how the telegraph enabled national markets and centralized news, how radio and television created shared experiences, but also new tools for propaganda, and how the internet and social media unleashed unprecedented connectivity alongside fragmentation, surveillance, and manipulation. Corporate power, advertising, and data collection emerge as key forces in the modern era, reshaping citizenship into consumerism. Lepore argues that the erosion of trusted institutions, combined with algorithmic echo chambers, has destabilized the very idea of a shared factual reality. This topic helps readers understand current crises around fake news, conspiracy theories, and political tribalism as the latest stage in a longer history of information revolutions and their unintended consequences. Lastly, inclusion, citizenship, and the expanding American we. A central theme of the book is the struggle over who counts as part of the American people. Lepore traces the battles for inclusion waged by women, workers, immigrants, indigenous peoples, and other marginalized groups. From the Seneca Falls Convention and the labor movement to second-wave feminism and LGBTQ rights, she highlights how activists reframed the language of rights, freedom, and equality to demand recognition. Immigration debates, from the Chinese Exclusion Act to quotas and border enforcement, reveal anxieties about identity and belonging. Native American resistance and survival underscore that U.S. expansion was also a story of conquest and broken treaties. Lepore presents these movements not as side stories, but as central to redefining the nation itself. Over time, constitutional amendments, court decisions, and cultural shifts expanded citizenship and civil rights, even as backlash repeatedly attempted to roll them back. This topic underscores that American identity is not fixed. It has been continually remade by those once denied a voice, insisting that these truths apply to them in full measure. In conclusion, these truths is best suited for readers who want a single, sweeping history of the United States that is both readable and rigorous. It will appeal to lifelong learners, students, teachers, and anyone trying to make sense of current political and cultural turmoil by looking deeply into the past. Unlike many texts that either celebrate American greatness or dwell only on its failures, Lepore offers a nuanced, integrative narrative that holds ideals and injustices together in the same frame. This balance makes the book especially valuable for personal reflection, civic education, and family or classroom discussion. It can sharpen your historical understanding, challenge inherited myths, and clarify how today's debates over democracy, race, and truth have deep roots. You should choose this book over many others because it does not just list events. It connects politics, technology, media, and social movements into a coherent story about whether a nation founded on lofty truths has ever managed to live by them, and what that means for your role as a citizen now. If you would like to support Jill Lepore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.